With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Supreme Court Thursday appeared skeptical of a ruling by a federal appeals court that rejected former President Trump's argument that he has absolute immunity from criminal charges based on his official acts as president. During more than 2.5 hours of oral argument, some of the court's justices expressed concern about the prospect that if former presidents do not have immunity, federal criminal law could be used to target political opponents. Trump's lawyer told the justices that without presidential immunity from criminal charges, the presidency as we know it can be changed. He pointed to the prospect that President Biden could be charged with unlawfully inducing illegal immigrants to enter the U.S. through his border control policies. Students at Emory University were arrested during pro-Hamas demonstrations.
Atlanta police and Georgia state troopers arrested at least 17 people during pro-Palestinian demonstrations on the Emory campus. One student interviewed by the Associated Press was shocked to see law enforcement on the scene.
This is insane. I just saw police use unnecessary violence.
An Emory spokeswoman said that university police had ordered several dozen demonstrators who set up tents on campus to leave and added that the group trespassed onto the private school. Emory is just one of many universities across the nation protesting the Israel-Hamas war. Demonstrations at colleges in other major cities like Los Angeles, Austin, and New York continue. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Also at SRNnews.com, the clock is ticking for pro-Hamas protesters on the campus of Columbia University. University administrators said they need to clear out the encampment in less than 24 hours or they will be forced to take action. 93 members of a street gang have been indicted for selling drugs in an open-air market in downtown San Diego. This is SRN News. A battle over abortion in Scotland.
Lawmakers there are working on a bill that would ban all pro-life activity outside of abortion clinics, even silent prayer. People don't like it. A recent poll found that 77% of respondents oppose the legislation. Scotland has laws guaranteeing freedom of speech and religion, but they don't have the weight of laws here in the U.S. Scotland just adopted a new hate crime statute that many people fear will curtail speech. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Louisiana is expected to join the growing list of states seeking to protect kids from transgenderism now that the state has a Republican governor. Former Governor John Bel Edwards, a Democrat, vetoed a bill that would have barred teachers from introducing the transgender lifestyle to elementary school students. And he blocked another that would have prevented schools from helping kids live as the opposite sex against their parents' wishes. This is SRN News. After some encouraging signs over the past few days, stocks hit a brick wall. We hear more on the disappointing day of the three markets as correspondent Seth Sutel reports from New York.
Stocks closed lower on Wall Street on worries about a potentially toxic cocktail for financial markets, one where inflation remains stubbornly high, but the economy's growth flags. A sharp drop for Meta Platforms, one of Wall Street's most influential stocks, also dragged the market lower. The S&P 500 fell 0.5% Thursday after pairing an earlier drop of 1.6%. The Dow lost 375 points. That's about 1%. The Nasdaq Composite gave back 0.6%. Treasury yields climbed in the bond market after the government reported that inflation remained hotter than forecast during the first 3 months of the year. The economy's growth also slowed more than expected. Seth Sutel, New York.
Southwest Airlines suspending its operations at four major airports, citing financial underperformance and Boeing delivery delays. More details at SRNnews.com.